from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia using summit to work out deal. The U.S. and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged country as world leaders meet in Hangzhou, China, for the Group of 20 Nations Leaders Summit. The two countries appear to be closing in on a possible deal, but major obstacles remain. Secretary of State John Kerry.
An awful lot of technical things have been worked out, a lot of things are clear, but there still remain, as I say, a couple of tough issues. We've got to figure out how to make certain both of us can be comfortable with a resolution to those issues. So now, that's what we're working on.
There are hopes that U.S. President Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 meetings. So far, nothing has been arranged. State Department officials said Russia walked back on some of the areas the U.S. thought were already agreed to by both parties. As the G20 summit got underway, issues at the airport in Hangzhou during President Obama's arrival. Just after Mr. Obama got off the plane, a Chinese official reportedly screamed at White House press photographers as they tried to get into position to take pictures of the president. Now, President Obama spoke today about the concerns.
It is true that not for the first time when we come here, there ends up being issues around security and press access. And part of the reason is because we insist on a certain approach to our press pool, for example, that other countries may not insist on. You know, we think it's important that the press have access to the work that we're doing.
The two-day G20 meeting began on a diplomatic high note following a joint announcement by President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping that their governments had committed themselves to carrying out